This is a face of commutation hearing for Francine Madrid, ADC number 202429. And Ms. Madrid is serving two concurrent 10.5-year sentences for assault, dangerous crimes against children. Just a brief summary of the crime is this involved a traffic fatality with her children in her vehicle. She has three future, two and a quarter sentences for endangerment, and those three are with one currently as well. Her current sentence end dates would be, just to verify this, January 15th, 2025 for the assaults, and then for the endangerment, which are a future sentence, would be December 20th, 2026. Ms. Madrid, there's a letter from the board of the Maricopa County Attorney concerning Ms. Madrid, and her crime, she crossed into oncoming traffic and hit the victim's vehicle head on. The victim's vehicle was occupied by four people. And in addition, as I mentioned, she had her own two children in her vehicle. She displayed several signs of impairment, and a blood test revealed that she had methamphetamine in her system. And she had quantities of methamphetamine and hydrocodone in her vehicle with her as well. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office objects to any consideration of commutation for Ms. Madrid based on these facts. She does have a criminal history that includes marijuana possession, methamphetamine distribution, possession of drugs, illegal drugs with intent to sell, dangerous drugs, manslaughter, the aggravated assaults, which she has served, the endangerment, dangerous drug, narcotic drug, etc. She also has a rather significant discipline history while she's been incarcerated. Her last discipline was in April of 2017, and that was a minor. And the discipline before that was in November of 2016, and that was also a minor. She has completed some programming while she's incarcerated, and I'm glad to see that. She has taken substance abuse classes. She participates in AA and NA. She's taken some computer classes and participates in the graphic arts program at Perryville. She's also taken Thinking for a Change, Cultural Diversity, and has at least worked on her GED. She also has a number of letters of support in her packet. Her reasons for requesting commutation are her children, that she has the two children, and she asserts that she has changed since the time of committing this crime. Ms. Madrid received for the assault charges convictions, she received the presumptive sentence, which was 10.5 years. And for the endangerment, she also received the presumptive sentence, 2.25 years. And the fact that those are running concurrently, the assaults are running concurrently, and then the three endangerment charges are running concurrently, I believe, based on that sentencing structure, the nature of the crime, and her prior criminal history, I believe that that is not an excessive sentence. However, I would listen to any input if any board members found other information in the packets that that I did not see. Okay. Hearing no further input, I'm going to make a motion to not pass the application of Ms. Francine Madrid, ADC number 202429, to not pass for application to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, and this application will not be passed to phase two. And that concludes the hearing.